League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Joining us right now is another guy I have a lot of respect for. He made the decision a few years ago that he was tired of putting in all of his additional time into covering the Texans, which was his passion, and said, let me jump into it full time. And I think he's done a great job with covering the Houston Texans and getting into the nooks and crannies. Not just the – we cover the headline stories. Pat Starr gets into the nooks and crannies of the storylines and the rosters and things like that. And I think he's done a great job. Pat was involved in a very, very serious accident not too long ago and is making his recovery now. So I wanted to get Pat on the show, shout him out, and get him – I mean, we got to get you to work, Pat. It's time to talk football. So, you know, I'm glad that everything is going in the right direction for you, and part of that right direction is getting you back into the Texans flow. So first of all, welcome into the show, and I guess let's check up on you and how you're feeling right now.
What's going on, Lance? Bun, hope everything's going all right.
Hey, Pat, welcome back.
So yeah. Tell us where you are right now. How are you doing?
Well, got one more major surgery left. Like I said, the accident happened mid-February, and so learning to walk again, ready to put this wheelchair up, only so much you can do, and tired of taking all these pills that are supposed to make you feel better and all that other stuff. But, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, I call myself the J.J. Watt injuries. You know, you have a tibial plateau fracture, a dislocated elbow. But like I said, we're on the home stretch, and once I get this last major surgery done, we're looking to hopefully getting back and starting to walk with a walker and then a cane, and hopefully they'll push me out on the little raft and say, go, good luck, and go fly again. So that's pretty much how it's going. You know, physical therapy 4 days a week, trying to get my strength back. But other than that, I've had a lot of people reach out, and that helps out a lot. But, yeah, it's been a tough time, but you realize that there's some good people out there that that keep you going. So I'm really fortunate about that.
We live in bubbles, so we think everyone knows everything. But the fact is, a lot of people probably have read your work at State of the Texans and didn't even know you were involved in that kind of accident. If you want to give a shout-out to Pat on Twitter, you can do it at PatDStat, at PatDStat. And were you – this has been such an unbelievably trying time for you. You know, I hesitate to even talk football with you, but I also know that that's your passion and your love is talking about football and talking about the Texans. And so I want to, you know, give you the chance to do that as well. Have you been able to follow the draft? Have you been able to follow OTAs? Have you been able to follow the Texans at all right now? I mean, I would assume.
Well, the best part about it was when I was in the hospital when it was getting kind of dicey, I kind of missed all the free agency, but I had my my fiance with me, keeping me in tune, and then she woke me up from a slumber one day at the hospital and said, you know, they signed the Honey Badger. And I said, oh. So kind of had to go backwards kind of when I was finally able to come to and out of the deep sleep of all the meds they have on you after quite a few surgeries. But I actually had to go backwards and look. I actually had a chance to make it out to one of the first open OTAs. You know, the Texans do it a little bit different now. It used to be, you remember those times, Lance, when the OTAs were completely open, all 10 of them. Now there's only three open, and, you know, they, per NFL rules, they have to open up all of mandatory mini camp. But by that time, they're ready to go on their break before training camp. But, yeah, we got a chance to see them early and at least getting an eye on the team and seeing who's out there, who's, you know, anybody that's has an injury situation, you know they're not going to be out there. Guys like J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, guys that maybe had some cleanups. They're not going to push those guys. Hell, they don't even need to be in training camp. Just make sure they're ready for week one. But, yeah, I mean, I had to get filled in with some of the moves just from Twitter. So yeah, I mean, it was an interesting time not being really in the mix.
Visiting with Pat Starr, joining us from State of the Texans. Not only is he recovering from a very, very serious accident that left him with several fractures, he is still trying to keep his grind up and keep his head on his other job, which is the football stuff. No, Bun's right here. Bun wants to ask you a question.
Pat, now that you're somewhat caught up on everything that the Texans are doing, what are you excited about for this next season? Who are you excited about?
Well, I think that I think the big thing for me is seeing a secondary that's kind of reshaped a little bit. You know, I was thinking about this the other day, you know, and it's kind of a metaphor a little bit in the terms of, you know, the Golden State Warriors. How are you going to beat the Golden State Warriors? Or how are you going to beat teams better than you? You know,
right.
the best way, and I thought about this, but, you know, Daryl Morey was after Iguodala last year. And he couldn't get him. But you look at what the Texans did. They were able to get Colvin from Jacksonville. And that's one of the, you know, him teamed with Bouye and Ramsey. You know, that was a very impressive, you know, trio of cornerbacks. And the Texans really struggled out of that slot position. And seeing Colvin out there and putting him together with Kareem and Jonathan Joseph and Kevin Johnson, I think that they're back in a better spot of having that depth at cornerback when they had A.J. Bouye. And, you know, he's coming at half the cost of what A.J. did. And then you had Tyrann Mathieu and Justin Reed, two new safeties to go along with Andre Howell. I think that they have a much better selection to play the way they did originally with Romeo Crennel. And I think Romeo Crennel taking over the defense again is probably one of the bigger pluses for this team. And, you know, this team, you know, yes, it was all pretty much the same personnel, but they looked so undisciplined last year under Mike Vrabel. And that's just the truth. Just when I'm talking about undisciplined, just the football 101, keeping contained on the outside, not making, you know, just simple mistakes that you learned in high school football not to do. And I think, having a kind of revamped secondary with the additions of Colvin and Mathieu and Crennel coming back, I like the group better because, you know, Crennel's seen enough football to understand to make these guys work. And I think that's the big thing for the Texans moving forward. And if we're being honest, Bill O'Brien should hug Romeo Crennel every day because he's a big reason why he's still here and was able to get that extension.
Who do you think assimilates to the Texans quicker? Is it Colvin or is it Honey Badger?
You know, I mean, both. You know, here's something I noticed about Mathieu in the terms of him out there. Sometimes players, you know, you can sign all the free agents you want, and for teams out there, you want your organization to almost just dive off into the deep end and take a chance, you know. They did it with the Brock Osweiler, Jeff Allen class that really didn't turn out. But it almost seems them getting Honey Badger has really changed some things for the defense. Like, you guys went to get an alpha male, put him in the secondary. Because, look, when he's healthy, he's one of the best safeties out there. And he can do so many things. The Texans want to play him strictly at safety and have Colvin or Kareem Jackson be that nickelback. And just try to get so much more talent on the field because that's been one of their biggest deficiencies during the Bill O'Brien era and probably even further is that they just don't have a safety. They haven't had a safety really since Glover Quinn and when he walked. So I think Mathieu to me is that infusion, not only on the field, but for that mentality inside the locker room saying that, you know, we got a guy that already garners respect because they know what he can do on the football field.
By the way, I know a lot of you are not going to know who Justin Reed is necessarily from Stanford, but since I do this whole draft thing, I was blown away, Pat, when I watched his tape right before the combine. I don't know how I got to him so late, but I watched him and I was like, holy crap. I've got a first-round grade on him. And at NFL.com, you can read my thoughts if you go to the – just type in his name and draft profile. I think he is perfect for the Texans. He's aggressive. He's got some ball-hawking characteristics. He can really, really run. Good size. He's Eric Reed's brother, so he's got an NFL bloodline pedigree type thing. And I just think he is 100%. He can play high. He can play low. He will come and hit you. I don't know how he lasts until the third, but he is going to be one of the steals of that round, and I think he is going to be, since Glover Quinn, I think he is going to be the first time the Texans have had a draft pick who you say, wait a minute now, this guy is serious business. And I think he hit on something great, Pat. I think that secondary, even though Jay Joe's at the end and Kareem may be getting to the end, there's still a lot of reasons to be looking up as long as Kevin Johnson can come around. Real quickly, I know we're going to be going here in just a second. Deshaun Watson looks like he's on the road to recovery, and he will be back. You've got a retooled offensive line. What do you think of the running back situation? We've got Adrian Peterson, who's going to be here today. And I know you got Lamar Miller. You got Deontay Foreman coming back from Achilles injury. I'm kind of curious about, you know, I'm not usually just – sign a guy because of a name type, but I think Peterson actually legitimately adds some short-term value to a position that could use maybe an upgrade depending on how Foreman comes back.
I know people won't like this, but it's not good when Alfred Blue probably has your best vision of all the running backs.
Oh, wow. Exactly, yeah.
Sheesh.
And I know a lot of people are down on Alfred Blue just in a sense because he's not as flashy as the others, but Alfred Blue is probably the best right now running back for this offense just because he understands what he's supposed to do vision-wise. Lamar Miller's one of those guys. I always say for some reason the Texans feel they need to off-road with a Lamborghini, and that's what I feel like they do with him. They try to make him into something he's not. And I'm with you. I think a lot of how they feel about this running back group falls on Deontay Foreman if he's healthy. I mean, let's get real. When you start dealing with Achilles injuries, you start dealing with a long-term injury that might zap some acceleration, things that, you know, Foreman, when he finally gets it, injures the Achilles. But I think a lot of it gets down to training camp. I mean, I don't think Peterson's going to sign or in the rush to sign at this time. But you look at it, if Foreman can't go, they're going to have to figure it out, like you said, Lance. And I think that's one of the position groups that could use a guy that could use some juice. I mean, they don't really have any guys that can come out there and go. They have gadget guys like Tyler Irvin, who I think will be on the 53 when it's all said and done. But I still think that a lot of it falls on Foreman if he can get healthy enough before training camp to go through a full training camp and end up being the guy when it comes to it.
Hey, Pat, man, we got to let you go, but you know how I feel about you. I think I love the fact that you are out there hustling and putting it in every day, and I know a lot of people have respect for you inside that organization for the work you do. But on a more serious note, you know, as a father and you know, I know the other side of you as well. That's I really feel good that you're bouncing back and you're headed on the way back. I was caught up in heavy combine and draft stuff when I saw the news, and I was like, holy crap! And I don't think I really understood how bad it was until I started seeing some of the videos you were posting. And so I know the comeback is slow and a little arduous, but we're out here cheering for you, man. And you know, you got a home here. Anytime you want to come on and talk some Texans football, let me know.
All right, Lance. I appreciate it. Bun, y'all stay good, man.
You too, man. Get well soon, man.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.